Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's Dan Fogelberg, the late, great Dan Fogelberg, bringing this back. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. I hope you'll use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. All free. Everything there is free, except the books. If you want a book, we ask you to pay for that. But please check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can read or listen or watch. We got multimedia content there that will help you. Having a great visit with our good friend Sam Norwood, senior partner with Tatum LLC, the producers of one of the things that Sam does is he produces the Tatum Survey of Business Conditions. That's what we're talking about right now. Sam, order backlogs straight up this month, but a little wobbly in the, going forward. What's that all about?
You know, backlogs are orders on hand that have not yet been delivered, and not every business has those. A retail business doesn't, government doesn't, but for a lot of businesses, they have that, and it's the most tangible indication of what is the near-term future for their sales, shipments, and delivery of products and services. So we had a very strong, good month in the past 30 days. The outlook is good, but it's not quite as strong as what we saw in the past 30 days, but still positive, and we think that because this is so tangible in terms of what it communicates about the likelihood of good future sales, we think this is okay. It's just
you know what I think, Sam. I think that the last month was the current month is March. And you had a lot of people whose fiscal year was March 31st, and they shoved a bunch of sales into March. That's what I think. They brought a bunch forced a bunch of April sales into March. That's what I think.
Well, maybe. You know, there is a phenomenon that you see in every business, and that is the last day of the week. It has a surge in activity.
Absolutely.
The last week of the month. And the last month of the quarter has a surge in activity. You know, it's because there's nothing so motivating as the conclusion of a period where you're going to be reporting.
Mm-hmm.
If it's measured, it gets done. If it's measured frequently, it gets done with enthusiasm and commitment. So,
I noticed that employment. At least going forward, kind of matches the sales. Where it was flat before, and they looks like maybe I think that's good news. I mean, maybe the sales forecast is causing folks to think they need to hire some people. America desperately needs businesses to start hiring if they can.
Yeah, of course we have this phenomenon also of mismatching. There's a huge amount of demand for people who actually have skills that are current, whether it's in technology or engineering or simply even at the low end, but skills that match what's needed. And there's just this huge mismatch. And the solution is not easy, but it's got to be something that can help people whose skill set is now outdated to bring them up to date to where they can be used in business.
Well, and now after all these, with all the technology we have, Sam, somebody who was laid off 4 years ago in a particular assignment, by the time they start back in that same field 4 years later, they're probably not qualified for that. That's what you're talking about. And I'll tell you, I saw a report, I've forgotten the number, but it was well over 1 million jobs going wanting in America right now because the employers cannot find qualified individuals.
Yes, and we used to have, in 20, 30, 40 years ago, people would move to wherever the job opportunities mm-hmm. were. Like mm-hmm. Indians on the plain had to go where the buffalo were.
Mm-hmm.
And but there's less of that now. In part, I think because it's more difficult to sell one's house and residence yeah. and take up enough. But that whole thing of moving to where the activity and the opportunities are has slowed down a lot.
But Sam, it's not just not having warm bodies. It's having you know, anybody qualified for the
yeah.
job. I mean, I've never seen as complicated a work scenario, employment scenario, and dysfunctional employment scenario in my career. I've never seen anything like this before.
I haven't either. And of course, the kids coming along now, the young people looking for things, they don't know how it's been. They just think it's probably been like this forever.
Right.
Actually,
yeah.
It has not been.
Exactly. So, you mentioned earlier capital expenditures and capital availability are both up. That's good, right?
Strongly up. They are strongly up, persuasively up. And, you know, what's been happening when we've been the Federal Reserve, when it buys America's debt, it deposits electronically money into the banks. When mm-hmm. it buys that, the money doesn't go into nowhere, it goes into the bank. So the banks have been building up a huge amount of cash surplus.
Mm-hmm.
They have to do something with that, either give it back to the shareholders or buy their own stock or lend it out or invest it. And mm-hmm. where are they going to invest it, where they're going to get a decent return? So they've got to lend it, and they are aggressively seeking to do that.
And
it registers from the viewpoint of companies that are sort of in the market, maybe would like to, they see the bankers coming out wanting to shake their hand and
right.
offer them a...
Well, I'll tell you what, I know one thing, community banks are ready to go, folks. If you need a loan, please be sure to check with your community bank, because they're the folks, their special sauce, as I'll talk about in the next hour, their special sauce is relationship banking, and that's what small business owners need. Sam Norwood is our guest. He and I will be right back. We're going to talk about some more economic stuff after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.